Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, our halacha topic for today, Daf Kuf Chaf Hei, emerges from the Gemara on Kuf Chaf Hei Amibes, and those are the halachos of forgetting a Dover Hamukta on a basis. The Gemara on Kuf Chaf Hei Amibes had told us that according to Rabbah, in the name of Rabbi Ami, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that if you put a rock on top of a barrel, it can become a basis hadavar aser. However, Rabbi Yochanan differentiate between whether you forgot or you left it there on purpose. Let us see how this halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch and give a couple of important additions that are necessary in understanding the halacha, and then another couple of interesting examples that emerge from modern-day poskim. The Mechaber in Simen Shintes, or as it appears in Tes Shin, in Shulchan Aruch, in Siv Dal writes the following: Shachach even al pichavis omos alakar. If someone forgot a rock on top of a barrel or money on top of a pillow, this could apply as well with money on a bed. Mate chavis al tzida, you are allowed to turn the barrel on its side. Va'even nofelas. And then the stone falls off. Umenar hakar vamos noflin. Or shake the pillow off and the monies will fall. The Mechaber, of course, contrasts this in contrast to someone who's meniach. After discussing other instances, he concludes, "V'lo asru el b'minichem al dashi yisher sham kol haShabbos." The only time something comes a basis is if you intend to leave it there, not as shachach, but as meniach. Now that means many, many times that a person puts something down that is muksa, the object that it was put on didn't necessarily become a basis. For example, if a person just simply puts down his pen on his desk, but that's not the particular place he normally puts it. Normally he writes and he puts his pen away. This time he forgot he left his pen on the desk. Or even if it's common for him to leave it on the desk, he just put it down without the intention of being meniach there for over Shabbos. In all of the above instances, the last instance, I am quite sure I heard from him, Nevinsel, in all of the above instances, that all qualifies as shachach. And for that reason, he can tilt the buses and it will fall off. So a common example, a person came home from work, it was a little late before Shabbos, he put his wallet on his bed. Now, people don't leave their wallets on their bed. He was rushing before Shabbos, and he put his wallet down. So in such a case, no problem for him to be mata b'tzida. There is, however, or as well, we should say, another instance and another way of solving the problem. And there are times, in a case of shachach, you don't even have to shake the bed, but you could actually pick the basis up and move it somewhere else entirely, and then shake it off there. So let's say we're talking about a small night table, which is easy to move. Continues the Mechaber in Shintes Dalad. Vim hoisa achavis bein achavios. Coming back to the Talmudic case, that there was a barrel and a rock on top of it, and the barrel was sitting amongst other barrels. Be'inyin she'ena yachol ahatos osa bimkomo, that you're not able to move it. Yachol agbiya kamoshi. Your mom is allowed to pick it up. Ima evel lamokam acher, to another place. And then shake it off. Comments the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Yud Zayin. However, all of these cases when you're allowed to pick up the buses with the Muktzah Mamish is if it's E-Efshar B'inyin Acher. You weren't able to shake it off. However, if you're able to shake it off, then there is no Heter. So it's important to realize that even though the Gemara gives us two examples, one in which you shake it off, as we have in our sugya a reference to, and the other is lifting it up and moving it to somewhere else. That instance of lifting it up and moving it to somewhere else, is only a case of where it's impossible to shake it off. However, if it's possible to shake it off, then it will be permissible. When I was learning this halacha with Rav Nevinsel Shlita,
or more precisely from Rav Neiman Salshlita, he asked me in the following words. This is how I jotted it down b'shas ma'isa. I try, Be'ezer Hashem, to jot down as he speaks. Ma halacha im sam chefet shel muktza al basis ulam da'ato lasim gam dover hamuter. What would the halacha be that on Erev Shabbos he places down with intention, with kavana, he puts down the dover hamuktza on the basis. However, so there we're talking about meniach. However, his intention was also to put down a dover hamuter, but he simply forgot. In such a case, would that be a basis? In previous shiurim and halacha from the daily daf, we've discussed the halachas of putting down Shabbos candles on a table, and we spoke about the idea of putting down other things that are choshuv as well on the table. What happens if you forgot? What would the halacha be in such an instance? So I told, what was my response? I said, Ani lo yadeh Rebbe. So he smiled, and he said, Gam ani mesupak. He said he was mesupak, what the halacha be. I then realized that it wasn't just Stam Masafik that Rav Neiman Sal had, that in the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Perechof, Ha'ara Reish, this exact question is raised, and a brilliant response from Rav Shlomo Zalman. And I'm sure, I would imagine that this is where our great Rebbe was coming from. Says the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Yesh la'ayin, iminiach muktzah mebod yom al gabei dover moter, el shoyi bedaita laniach letzido lefnei Shabbos, gam dover moter. He put a dover asur of muktzah, but he also wanted to put down dover moter. Does it have a din of basis? V'shachach le'inicho, he forgot. He have a basis or lo, mepnei shalo kivin, shiye muktzah munach shon levada, v'shamati me'agrashaz. Here, this is an old edition. It was Shlita, now Zatzal. The Mistamer, the Mekivan Shein Rotz Shabbos Yel Muktzal Vuvad. Since his intention wasn't that it should be a basis for a davar muktzah, El Gamu davar muter Shulchashiv Yoser Mi Muktzah. But his intention was that it should be for a davar muter, which of course has to be more chashiv to him than the davar hamuktzah, which we've discussed that already in the past. So then, in such a case, it's going to be mutter. Why? What's the svara? As Rav Shlomo Zalman, three beautiful words, based on our topic for tonight. Didino shapir kishocheach. It's like someone who forgot. Rav Shlomo Zalman argues like this. What's the whole heter of shachach and our whole sugya? It wasn't the individual's intention to make it a basis. He didn't intend to make it a basis. If he didn't intend to make it a basis, so in such a case, halacha says that since muktzah is so much dependent on das, we're going to be make that it's not considered a basis. And therefore, you're allowed to be mata b'tzida. So too over here, the fellow's intention was not to make it a basis. His intention was to make a basis, a davar asur, a davar amutter. And for that reason, you would be allowed to be matid betzida, to shake it off, and it would also have the din like shachach. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes a few beautiful basic halachos in the halacha from the daf of Kuf Chafhei, revolving around basis udavar asur and forgetting udavar muktza on a basis.